So here we are. We're on page Kuf Tes Zion in the new printing. In the old printing, it's page page Kuf Lamed Zion. But Kuf Tes Zion in the new printing, the Kasher Misgadel Ato. When you develop and you grow and you mature, with pure thoughts, from your young years, v'sacharus, and you engrave, utitzayer, and you like you draw, you create a picture in your mind, v'libicha, and in your heart, in the not called veins, what are they called? Atzabim is nerves. The nerves and the veins of your eyes. When everything becomes like your entire body becomes conditioned. Asher tisgadel bom, that you are now growing with that. She'asur lecha lehistakel al davar ha'asur, you are not allowed to look at something that is asur. If you mold yourself that way, you mold your heart, your mind, your eyes. Oz, kisha tigdal, when you get older, ein chakasherak yaschil his karev lifnehem. Your eyes, when they just start getting close. Davar ha'asur, something that's you're not allowed to see. Asur listakel bay. Oid terem tireno. Listen to this, unbelievable. Even before you end up looking, Ri'ya Behira, a clear seeing. Vaiterim Yeda Mochacha, even before your mind knows, your mind doesn't go through the process of the thought process of saying, oh, I'm not supposed to look at that even without that. Maher Tisoivav no Yamina, immediately you look away. There's some people, when they see something that's tempting, they automatically take a double take, and they look back. You, if you mold yourself, if you do the right thing, you'll automatically look away, even without even realizing. Listen to this, unbelievable. Maher tisovavno yamina, smoylo o arza, left, right, down, away. Ve'ata loy seida, you won't even know. And the whole thing around you, you won't even realize, you won't feel, you just won't see something else. Listen to this unbelievable thing. There's a book which is a book that I read when you're not allowed to think and learning. So there's a book, it's called Blink. It's by a fellow named Gladwell. He's a chacham. He's chacham from Umma Sa'ilam. It's a fascinating book. It's a book about instincts. And in the book, they have this following phenomenon. Apparently, you guys might know what it's called. I don't know what it's called exactly. There's something that happens when by fires, when there's a blaze in a house, that sometimes, like, you could open a door and then, like, the air comes sucked in and something, and then all of a sudden, like, the whole thing explodes. Do you know what I'm talking about? What? What's it called?
Backdraft.
Backdraft is like the Malach HaMoves for firefighters, right? It's when you open the door, you make a move, and something, all of a sudden, the whole house just like explodes. And he writes in the book how veteran firefighters, they sense, listen to this, they sense when there's going to be a backdraft. And they tell everyone, the place is going to blow. Let's get out of here, it's going to blow. And then it blows. They can't even explain to you. What was it? I said, I don't know. I had this feeling. Something was not right over here. And I knew it was going to happen. That's all it was a feeling. Now, what is that? A person can be so ingrained in him that you just have a sense. It's not something your mind even, you can't even explain. Can you explain it to us afterwards? It wasn't like, you know, because I saw that there was, you know, flames going down instead of up, or I felt that the wind, nothing. I have a sense. There was a tennis coach by the name of Vic Braden. He was like a big coach. He wasn't a particularly good tennis player, but he was a coach. He coached. He was like a mamish. He was able to tell you when a person threw the ball up in the air, a tennis player, if he was going to fault. With crazy accuracy. You can read the book. Crazy accuracy. And he can't explain it to you. He doesn't know what it is. He's not like, oh, I saw the ball was too close to his body. His back was arched. I don't know. Fault. He just knew it. He was sensing it. Something can become so ingrained in you that you just sense things. Says the Rebbe, you know Shmiras Einayim can become ingrained in you? To the point where you just sense, I shouldn't be looking there. And you turn without even thinking. You look away. And it doesn't even become that battle of, oh gosh, I shouldn't be looking at that. And it just happens and the whole thing just falls away. You're not even aware of all, because you sense where you're supposed to move, how you're supposed to look and all that. It can happen to you. But it doesn't happen to a random person who never saw tennis before, just says, oh, fault. Like, that doesn't happen. It has to be someone that's so ingrained in him. Tennis is, he mamish eats and sleeps and lives tennis. Or a firefighter who's been through so many fires in his life, so many times, and he's sensing, this fire doesn't feel right. Something's going wrong over here. Something's wrong. Let's get out of here. Right? If a person would make Kedusha so much a part of him, then he senses it. It's a sense. And he says, Avo, Zehu Rak, Imloy Tesoivev Bishvakim. That's only going to happen if a person is not walking around in the streets, in the market. He's not going to the shuk. Zehu Rak, Imloy Tesoivev Bishvakim. You don't go to the shuk. Uber Choyvois, Stam, and go out to the streets, Stam. Ka'an Shechutz, like all those people from out there. The people that sit in the corners. You do that, forget it. It's just not happening. A person has to do everything he can to stay away. And then he creates for himself this sensitivity that exists. I've said to you before that Rabbi Shaar Yehli said the reason why he's so zoicha to be matzliach and learning is because he never walked on Rehov Yafo in his life. Of Yafo. He never went on Yafo. Rabbi Wallerstein was talking about it, right? About being able to see in your eyes, the window to the soul, and you put all that filth, right? The Basha had no filth. There's a younger man in the yeshiva, a very choshev younger man. He's a Marbet Steira today in the yeshiva also. Who I'm sure that, I know that he has gone to Yafo, but not anymore. Anymore, he has a Kabbalah, he doesn't go on Rehov Yafo. And if he ever has to go somewhere, he'll walk around and around, not to walk on Yafo. So maybe we can't do that, you know, from when we were, you know, from Rav Asher never did it in his life. We can't do that. But we can move forward. We can do that. We can create for ourselves sensitivities, and they'll become our nature. It'll become second nature to us, but not if we're bringing ourselves there, then it won't work. If you have to cross the street for something that's necessary, nachutz, it's necessary. And the burden, you never take off the burden. Sometimes people, they lose themselves. They get out to the street. I remember there was a bacha once. He said to me, Rabbi, the Eibishter, I check the Eibishter by the door. I walk out of the Beis Medrash. Beis Medrash is his place. I walk out, then I'm by myself. Nothing to... God stays in the Beis Medrash. He wasn't a boy from this yeshiva. Nebuch, he went off the derech. Baruch Hashem, he came back. But that's a disaster. It's a recipe for disaster. If a person keeps HaKadosh Baruch Hu with him always. We were talking about walking in the street with your tzitzis, holding a sefer, holding something. Keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu with you at all times. Because we get lost. We get out there. And we just forget who we are. We just forget, you know, and we start losing ourselves. So if a person keeps HaKadosh Baruch Hu with them at all times, and even when he goes places where, you know, it's not as removed, it's not as protected as the Beis Medrash. But if he doesn't take off the oil of a Ben Tayri, it's okay. Lo yishetachshav she'asa l'chol estakel. Not that you should be thinking. Now this is a common theme by the Piasetzna. Not that you should be thinking, oh, I'm not allowed to look at that. Loi. Not that you should be tachshav shasa lachas tachlo ki machshavas ki goin elu eno meilas lachaharbe. It doesn't help much. Not how much where you inside you feel this burning like lust and you can't and you're just holding yourself back. It's a limit to how long you're gonna be able to do that for. That's the problem. We have to start at a young age to try to make ourselves good people, not just doing good things. We have to make ourselves kaddish like a people. We have to feel like we're above it. We're above it. We don't even want that. We have to be able to build ourselves. That doesn't work if you keep jumping in and out of the mikvah. But if a person gets himself in a rangiton in the base medrash, a rangiton in learning, a rangiton, which just means that he's totally submerged. He's living this. So then he gets to a place where this filth is beneath me. It's and something that I'm running away from. I can run away from it.
Your mind has to be pure.
And his mind shouldn't be busy. Should I look? Should I not look? Am I looking and I'm not looking? Geshala, which means move on from it. Let's get past this shtus. Let's get past the zilzel, the just the lowness, the base kite.
Mena machshava say l'rak, shestam tizkor she'ata Yehudi. Remember, you're a yid. A yid. Be proud of who you are. Loi hefker. You don't just do anything. Chas v'sholom. Mikol shchein. Shetisragel lachshav ezedover shel kedusha. We spoke about the greatest protection for Shmiras Einayim. Is if a person is thinking about Dvarim Sheba Kedusha, he's thinking and learning. If you can't think and learning, think about a niggin. Or al kolponim dover mischar. Behis halechecha. Or at least think about business, think about something. You can think Gladwell if you want, you know, think whatever you want to think. Something that keeps your mind, at least your mind is not just like roaming. Because when your mind roams, it ends up roaming to a very, very dark place.
If you're not sure, you don't know if you really understand how true what we're saying is. We're saying the following thing. Listen to this, Rabbi Say. What we're saying is you could get to a place. You could get to a place where looking at things you shouldn't be looking at is beneath you. And you get to a place where it's natural for you not to look. Your nature is, your instinct is look away. You could get to a place where it's something that you sense is wrong. All that can happen to you to the point where you're above it. Can you change that way? Can that really happen? Are you sure? If you question the truth of our words.
Sha'al zikenim v'yagiducha.
Ask older people. Ask your zikenim. They'll tell you. There's people who've been through this process. They'll tell you about it.
L'chachomim. Chachme toira v'yomer l'cha.
Chom will tell you about it.
Avalom l'cha lishol. You know what? Why should you ask? Nasek. If yishor manu l'cha v'tir v'atzmecha. Why don't you try it? You'll see yourself. You'll see yourself. Give it a shot, Rabbi Isai.
What does that mean? It means be a rangiton in the geshäft. The person lives in the Beis Medrash to the point where he's 24/7 kedusha. Then you'll start feeling that all that other, the vices, all those other things, those distractions, all that other stuff that's just there to try to give you momentary pleasure, it just doesn't talk to you anymore. It's beneath you. You try it, you'll see for yourself.
Shadvarim esanim v'chazokim heim. These words are strong, and they're impactful. There's a story. Someone once asked the Vilna Goyim. He said, "Listen, I went to the same cheder as you." This story, I have a hard time believing it, but it's a cute story anyway. Someone said, "I went to the same cheder as you. We both had the same rebbes. How did you turn out to be the Vilna Goyim, and I just turned out to be the Vilna cat?" And I'm like a nobody. Now, I have a hard time believing this story because the Vilna Gaon at 6 already like knew Kol Torah Kula. So that's why it's like the Vilna Gaon would be a bad example. But this is the way the story goes. So the Vilna Gaon answered because, Du bist a Maimin. Ich bin ich kein Maimin. You believe, I don't believe. So, wait a second. You became the Vilna Gaon because you don't believe, and I, how does that? He said, I'll tell you, it's very simple. He said, Chazal said, Ein adoyme misha loymed mea pamim lemea va'achas. You can't compare. Someone learned 100 times, someone learned 101 times. You can't compare. So you believe them. I didn't believe them. I had to try for myself. So you don't believe it? Don't believe it. Try it. Try it. See what happens. Let's give it a shot, Rabbi Yisai. You know, I know that we're thinking about Ben Azmanim, and it's good. We have a lot of things. The Mashkiach is going to give a shmooze on techniques for Ben Azmanim. But I want to talk for a moment about El. El's a short Zman. It's a revved up Zman. But Rabbi Yisai, I want to go into El with the way that we say it is Begansaganskeit. What does that mean? Let's throw everything into El. Let's try one Zman. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens if we mamish put ourselves into El and we live El. We breathe Torah. We don't step out. We don't go anywhere where we're not supposed to go. And we do this to the fullest. And then we'll see what our Ben Azmanim is going to be. And maybe Ben Azmanim is going to come and say, I can't do that. It's not for me. Not that, I know it's wrong. It's not for me. I don't belong there. I don't feel right there. Because if we throw ourselves into it, so then we're going to be nesroimim. We're going to become different people. And it could happen. And all of a sudden, the things that were tempting us are just not tempting anymore. You know how beautiful that is? I was talking to a bacher, and he tells me, he says, I am in so much turmoil. I'm in so much turmoil in my life. I said, I understand you. Because you're trying to be stark, but you still haven't let go of all the things that, and you keep on being pulled back and forth and back. It's tearing you apart. It's a toy that's pulling you this way. It's a horror that's pulling you that way. And you're stuck in the middle. You feel like you're being ripped apart. And that's very painful. But if a person can get past the Yetzirah and the temptations, be something you feel, it's not for me. Do you know how liberating that is? Do you know how good you could feel about yourself? You're in the base medrash. Finally, it's really me. That's what he's saying. Let's try it. What could it hurt? Let's try for one Elzma. No Goyisha music, no Goyisha books, no Goyisha magazines, no billboards, no streets, none of that. Let's try for one Zman. You know? What he's saying is the rest of your life you're going to be like a different person. I think it's worth a shot. I mean, that's what made the Vilna Goyin the Vilna Goyin. He said, you know what? I'm going to try it. So I'm not going to say it's too late for this month. I'm not going to say that, but it's too late for this month. Because we're not talking about being shtark. Without it, we can still be shtark. We got a lot left to this month. We're going to do it. It's going to be amazing. But we're talking about creating a different mahus, becoming a different person. It doesn't happen in a week, a week and a half, 2 weeks. It doesn't happen. It takes more than that. But an entire Elzman, then we could do it. Okay, let's just go a little bit more. Loshanu Aimrim. Sorry. Here we are. Talmud Vasek, I skipped a paragraph. Talmud Vasek. Hishamer biyaldus vizar bebachus shelcha. Be very careful. Hishamer, protect your youth. Vihizahir, and be cautious with your bachrashi yarn. Mani imahi, how sweet it is. Hayaldus ma'areva, how zis. Bichbachus mevoireches Hashem. What a bracha. The years, the young years. Kinachal dvash, it's like a river of honey. Vinohar, nachal is more like a stream. Vinohar ayotze me'edem, it's like a river coming out of Gan Eden. Esa adam achol shnoisev hu marve osis. The person, his entire life, he is giving it, he's supplying. Osis is with its moisture. Listen to what Bachrus is. Listen to what the young years, the formative years that you are right now in the pinnacle of those years. What happens to the form? You are now giving, you're supplying the moisture for the rest of your life. Gam ad zikna, gam ad seva, until when you're old. Until Seva is even older than that. Bilashada yichya, with the vibrancy of your young years it will live. Ubeshikuya yigdal, and with the hydration, the moisture, af yitzmach, it's going to grow. It all comes from the bachrishi yarn. Everything, all the nutrients, all the gas, all the energy, all the fire, it's all what you do in your bachrishi yarn. Haguf yizdaken, Your body will age, it'll get older. Afkoicho yecholesh, and your physical strength will weaken. V'isha yiskayim, but the fire inside of you will remain. Bechuma yischamim, with the warmth of that fire you will warm yourself. Ubelavos, and with its flame yislive. Mipesi, who is the fool? Asher ya'abdena, who is going to squander the young years, the years you have, the rest of your life, you're going to feed off these years. Who is the one who's going to squander that opportunity? Umi ha-mishuga, who is the crazy person? Asher es mekorchayev yitanef afyistam, the source of his life. He's going to dirty and even stop up. It's a pasuk which I brought before. Kichitzim biyad agibor, kein b'nei hanu'urim. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, in the end of Tehillim, in the Shir HaMalos. Kichitzim biyad agibor, kein b'nei hanu'urim. Like the arrow in the hands of the strong, so are the young days. The days of young. When you're an archer, the more you pull back, the more you pull back, the harder you pull. You pull, the further it flies. B'nei hanu'urim, the years when you're younger, we're pulling, we're investing for the rest of our life. Wherever the arrow falls is all because of how much we're putting into our life now at this age. That will change everything. So who's the fool who's going to say, you know, when I'm older, that's when I'm going to like start applying myself? It's too late. You let the arrow out of your hands. It's too late. You're going to flop on your face. You know, sometimes I was blessed with a lot of stamina. It's not something that I necessarily worked on. It's a metzius. I happen to have a decent amount of stamina. People sometimes ask me, you know, where do you get all the strength from? Right? It's not a. It's nothing to do with me. It was a gift. God gave me a gift. I'm thankful for it, but it's what it is. So a doctor once told me I have something called an athlete's pulse, which means that the pulse that your blood, right? There's a certain pulse that athletes have, which help them with stamina. I have an athlete's pulse. So I guess I'm naturally athletic. Don't believe all the stories they tell about me when I was younger, playing baseball and basketball. They're all true, but they're not. So I have an athlete's pulse. Because when I was younger, I used to do a lot of running. I was running all the time. So at a young age already, my pulse was one which allows me to pace myself, and I have a tremendous amount of stamina. So why did it happen? Because when I was younger, I just used to do a lot of exercise. It's the same thing with a neshama. Now, I honestly wish when I was busy exercising that I would have been busy exercising my neshama. I wish I would have, you know, an athlete's neshama. Whatever, you understand what I mean. But that's what he's saying we could do. We can create for ourselves a change. And the rest of your life, you live off that. The rest of your life, you have carved into your neshama, you've ingrained into your neshama, that this is a neshama of Kedusha and Tahara. You do that at a young age, it stays with you. It will stay with you in your marriage, when you go to work, when you have to deal with all the things you're going through. All of that comes from what you're doing at this impressionable age. That's the opportunity that you have now. So you have a question. You can say, okay, I want to enjoy these next couple of years. Okay, I'll learn, I'll enjoy, I'll do lots of stuff at the same time. Whatever. Yeah. And then, what's going to be later? I'm not thinking about later. And then you squander the rest of your life, you will suffer because of it. Or you'll struggle, or you'll give up. Or you could say, you know what? I'm going to sacrifice now. I'm going to give up now on certain comforts, certain luxuries, certain chavayas, enjoying time that I'm going to do that because the rest of my life I'm going to be able to draw the inspiration from what I did at this age. That's the choice we have, my friends. So we are, you know, we can't say shmuz without talking about Venus Manim. And I want to say one thing, which I will continue repeating. The Bachim here, Baruch Hashem, are B'nai Aliyah. And when Rabbi Wallerstein said, you know, it's a shame, you guys work so hard. He thinks, he knows, he heard from a few guys before the shmuz. He knows a little bit. But I know really. I know, like every single one of you, how much you've shteiked. If we don't go into Ben Azmanim with a plan, We don't go into Venezman and like preparing ourselves for what's going to be the strategy. What's the game plan? So then we are liable to lose so much, maybe even back to zero, maybe lower, chas v'shalom. So we have to prepare ourselves. And we have to make the right type of schedule. Someone said half an hour in the morning. Who said half hour every morning? Someone said 2 hours every morning. Someone said 3 hours every morning. I'm trying to remember. Rabbi Avraham Erlinger said 2 hours. Rabbi Gamliel said 3 hours. Rabbi Wallerstein said 3 hours.
Yeah.
He said 3 hours. Someone else said half an hour. I don't remember who was the other person who spoke, said half an hour.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Rabbi
Glantz said a half an hour. Kitzer, I'm not telling you how much to learn in the morning, thank you very much. How much to learn in the morning? How many, exactly what hours? But a strategy. Let's make a strategy. And probably, for some people, Rabbi Erlinger's right. It's 2 hours every morning. Before you start your day, Torah away, you do Shachris, and then you learn 2 hours, and then you're ready to go. For some people, they're holding on the Madriga of Rabbi Wallerstein, 3 hours is right. And for some people, it's half an hour. But you have to have a strategy. Be realistic about your strategy. Create a strategy. What am I going to do? Where am I davening Shachris? What am I going to do about Mincha Maariv? How am I going to prepare myself? How am I going to deal with when my friends, the boys, you know, want to make sure I'm still cool, you know, you didn't like, and they're going to invite me to go XYZ, and how am I going to deal with that? What am I planning on saying? How am I going to discuss? What am I doing to my free time? I'm going to be bored out of my box. When I'm bored out of my box, I end up in front of a box, and that's all I end up doing is sitting there with the box. That's not good. So what's the plan? We go into Ben Azmana with a strategy. Bez Hashem Asiyat Dishmaya. We can all do this. Next El Rabbi Say is going to be the most amazing, life-transforming Zman that we've ever experienced. We should be Zeicha to do it together. Have a good night.